I was once told that the simple path to growth is a willingness to reinvest profits back into a business. What I wasn't told was just how much of the profit I need to reinvest back. And perhaps that was the point. Just like much of what I do now in my business and the coaching programs I've developed for my clients, understanding just how much to reinvest back into the business by way of profits is really dependent upon the goals of the business owner and, of course, the greater goals of the business itself. Let's examine the premise of reinvesting profit back into business and how it's an effective way to increase not only the value of the business, but its future growth. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. To set the scene for this conversation, I thought it would be fitting to clearly define what business reinvestment is. It's simply directing or allocating a portion of the business profit back into the business to be used strategically to create more profit. In other words, it's providing a self-funding channel for the business to continue to operate. The term reinvestment is as the name suggests. It's a way to use what is generated as profit to invest it again and again to make more money. Making more money means that you have more to spend, the value of your business will increase, and you have the opportunity to grow your customer base and therefore more profit. It also means that you become a more desirable candidate for other relevant parties like shareholders and banks should additional funding be required, and of course, new investors. One may ask, why would I need to reinvest back into my business? You may find yourself bursting at the seams with a need for more space to facilitate your products or people. If the demand for your products or service is exceeding supply and you may need more help, human or other resources or tools, you may find that your current staffing levels cannot meet any new obligations that have arisen from growth, or that you simply feel that it's time to hire new staff as you may have outgrown your current requirements. Whatever your motivation, here is what I've learned about reinvestment of profit over the years. It's not always easy for a small business to generate profits, especially in the startup phase. So when profit is made, reinvestment is a key measure to understanding whether or not the business model you have created is self-sustaining, meaning that it will generate its own cash and won't need additional, not reinvested, but additional cash injections from you, the owner. This is an important metric to understand when you are starting a business. It's one thing to invest in the startup, but it's another to continually inject more cash into the business to keep the business going on a day-to-day basis. If this is occurring, this isn't reinvestment. There is something fundamentally wrong in the business model itself. You should use this metrics to assess the current operational plan and figure out why your business isn't making its own money. But when it does start to make its own money by way of profits, you need to be able to translate those profits, firstly, into your cash balance, because of course, your bank balance and your profit is not one in the same, but more so, translate what's left over when you do change it into cash and develop a plan as to how much of that cash will be reinvested back into the business to fund the next generation of profit. The more you do this, the less reliant your business becomes on other income or cash injections, and the more self-sufficient the cash is in the business, proving that the business model you have built is in fact working. As to how much of this profit you should reinvest in a startup depends on the startup itself. At first, I would suggest 100% reinvestment back into the business for a period of time if you are a startup. I elect 100% reinvestment because for most startups, I bet the owner hasn't yet taken anything that slightly resembles a wage, and therefore, by not taking a wage, is distorting the profitability of the business. If you haven't taken a wage, of course, 100% would be recommended, so you can cover even your cost. But if you have included a wage component into the business numbers to determine the profit, then distribution or reinvestment back into the business could possibly be less than 100%. For those more mature businesses, profit reinvestment is calculated based on the needs of the business. And this reinvestment may not just come in the form of a cash balance or a cash injection, but may be reinvested via the purchase of, say, an asset, like machinery or more product or stock purchases. It could be in research and development costs, business coaching, staffing, investing in training for the people that you have, or it could be technology improvements. There are many reasons to reinvest your profit, and certainly ones where the question of how much to reinvest back into the business is known purely by the value or the cost of an item that's been purchased or an expense entered into, as mentioned previously. Having said that though, that doesn't mean that simple cash reinvestment isn't needed in more mature businesses, because it actually may be. Now, I'm going to keep reiterating that profit doesn't always translate to cash. So profit reinvestment may appear difficult to determine if you don't have a cash flow strategy in place to assist in understanding just how much of that profit you've made that you may actually be able to reinvest. And if you are finding it difficult to understand how to monitor just how much of your profit you can turn into cash, then my small business cash flow course may provide some direct strategies to assist here. I'll include a link in the show notes so that you can find out more about this course. But I wanted to use this episode to provide some clear, actionable steps that you can take away from this episode that may assist you in understanding how to do this for your business and your financial situation. First up, get intimate with your cash obligations. Know what payments or outflows of cash you have in your business for a concentrated period of time, say a month. This will also and should also include any repayment plans you have in place, like with the tax office or a supplier, etc. You see, in a perfect world, our cash obligations would fall due at the same time we've got money coming in, meaning that we can pay our obligations and the cycle starts again. Money comes in and we pay it out, and the difference is the profit margin, and that is the cash for us to keep. But for those who run businesses, no, that is not reality, and it simply doesn't work that way. What happens is we often find ourselves forking out cash long before any or many sales are made, for obvious reasons. If it's a product-based business, we might actually need to purchase the item we're going to sell first up, and probably more than one of those items. For service-based businesses, we're likely to be committing to service contracts and payments for things like internet, apps, online programs, subscriptions to house content or websites, etc. Therefore, getting familiar with and ultimately knowing when and what amount of cash is leaving your business is the first actionable step to understanding what cash you may have available to reinvest back into your business. There are many benefits to doing this exercise for your business anyway, all of which are covered in my small business cash flow course in greater detail. But for the sake of this episode and in the spirit of taking actionable steps today, the greatest benefit of doing this is visibility and control. We often see expenses leaving our business in isolation, a bill here, a bill there, But do we actually take the time to see it in a plan? Are you seeing all of your obligations concentrated together so that it provides full visibility over what impact each outgoing of cash and the timing of that outgoing has on your cash balance and therefore the opportunity to use leftover cash in your business to reinvest and make more money? Do we do that enough? I can tell you right now, not in the 20 plus experience I have with working with businesses. This just isn't done enough. I also mentioned that this step should include repayment amounts. So we've identified our expenses and when they fall due. But when we are thinking about the impact of cash outflows on our cash availability, are you including all the important repayments that you've committed to? Like if there's a repayment schedule in place to repay the tax office of an old debt, or a supplier who you may owe money to that has allowed you to pay them in installments. These amounts must be included when thinking about the timing of cash outflows, because whilst they are not immediate bills to be paid, they are cash obligations that you have committed to and therefore will impact on the cash leaving your business. So be sure, my friend, as a tip, to include them during this analysis. Next up, I need you to learn more about your margins. Your profit margins are the key to building your cash. The number one key to building your cash. You see, if you get your profit margins right, not just the this is what I want to make in profit kind of right, but in the I have covered absolutely all the costs in my business, including my repayments of debt, and still have cash available at the end of each sale kind of way. Because yes, this is possible. It is as simple as that. If you pay enough attention to the way you run your business and the costs associated with running it and building that into your profit margin, only to result in, yes, you guessed it, more cash available to reinvest back into your business for growth. And of course, when I talk about covering all costs in your business in this process, I mean including your own wage, whatever that may look like for you. Now, I'm very much aware that 9 out of 10 small business owners haven't even considered paying themselves a wage. I'm here to tell you that if you aren't, you're not doing yourself any favors. Not only for the obvious reasons, you know, being compensated for all the hard work you put in, feeling satisfied that you're running a business that is sustainable for your personal monetary requirements, mental health, the list goes on. These are the obvious ones, but also so that you are costing your products or services correctly. You see, the reality is, if you aren't including your wage in all of these calculations, profit margins, cash outflows, etc., your business will be 100% reliant upon you performing these tasks forever. Because what's going to happen is if you ever step away, outsource, whatever you want to call it, you will need to pay someone else to do it. Then all of a sudden, your profit margin is going to erode by the cost of that person's salary. Either that, or your customers are in for a rude shock when you have to hike your prices to remain consistent with your profit margin. So why not include yourself early? Everyone benefits. And remember, each of these steps can be applied to both product and service-based businesses. Now, with this knowledge in your back pocket, you now have the tools to get started in laying the right foundations and reinvestment opportunities for your business growth. Once these foundations are laid, you can now make more informed decisions about just how much you can reinvest into your business. And if the reinvestment isn't based on a project amount, like the cost of a piece of equipment, then you can always apply a conventional approach to answer the question of just how much should I reinvest back in. Now that being roughly 20 to 30%, with some even recommending up to 50% of profits to be reinvested back into the business. Remember, these amounts are just a rough guide. And I would recommend, once again, that you know your business numbers intimately enough to understand what your business's personal situation is capable of reinvesting for growth opportunities, and of course, what it needs for those growth opportunities. And if you have come to this part of the episode and still are convinced that you can't reinvest profits back into the business, and you've taken all steps to lay the right foundations, but the results aren't coming in quick enough for you because it is a long game, then cash injection may be the key. And if you continue to inject cash, whether it be your own or a loan, etc., what I highly recommend is that you continue to keep an eye on how the funds of the injection of cash are working for you to ensure that you don't continue to bleed cash from the business. Therefore, make sure the choices you make around the amount of cash you may need and when is offset and reduced by smarter choices, and that you are taking adequate steps to increase cash organically to avoid additional cash injections when it comes to cash reinvestment into your business. I hope these ideas and also these steps are going to help you lay the right foundations so that you can continue to be cash self-sustaining in your business enough to reinvest and continue to grow. So go forth, my friend, and grow that cash flow, grow your business. But whatever you're doing today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.